This is Electric Sisterhood, podcast number 58, Living in the Slums of Eshland. This is Electric Sisterhood, home of the best.
The fucking best.
Girl gaming gadgets and anime podcast. I'm Magic Mystic Girl.
And I'm Pandalicious.
And Ninja Sister, right now, is returning from the E3 convention in LA, so she's not going to be with us.
Yeah, she's a lucky bitch.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Well, she had to deal with E3 traffic, convention traffic.
Yeah, but she got to see all that cool stuff, though.
The world or something.
She got to play with all the cool stuff that we don't.
I'm trying to make myself feel better.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm not helping.
Negative thoughts about E3. E3 is bad. E3 is
She stepped
bad.
In poop while she was there. That's pretty negative.
Yeah. That totally doesn't negate all the good things that probably happened, though.
Well, if it makes her shoe smelly. But anyway.
All right. Before we continue, we got to do the business. All right. So you got to hit us up on the website. That's electricsisterhood.com. Or you could use the shorter web address, esh.mobi, that is esh.mobi. And the shorter address gets you to the same place as the long one. Mm-hmm. And if you hit us up by commenting on a post, you could win candy.
Or a t-shirt sometimes when we feel like it.
Yeah, we haven't done that in a while, though.
I know.
All right. But don't forget our sponsor, Velocity Micro, makers of bomb-ass gaming machines. If you're looking for the perfect computer to play games on Vista Ultimate, look no further than Velocity Micro. Their machines
are
built
don't.
By gamers for gamers. Just type in velocitymicro.com. All right, so now I get the mic of 1,000 truths, and I'm passing it to Panda. What are you doing with it?
Well, I'm still kind of going on my whole shonen drive. You know, I want to bring more male.
Wait, shonen or bishonen?
shonen. to the land of Esh. Because I feel bad for our male listeners, because we do talk about, you know, things that they may like, but, you know, we talk about more of the feminine stuff, which happens because we have boobies.
Yeah, I'm surprised. I'm surprised we have male listeners, because we probably, like, drown them in estrogen every time they turn on the podcast.
Yeah, but then they just go, oh my god, three hot girls are talking about games and killing and boobies. So they're totally going to come back and listen to us. But anyway, so on my quest of finding more shonen to bring to the table, I actually came across this series called Desert Punk. I'm planning to buy the first DVD, so I've, you know, just been doing research on it. You know, I've seen a couple of clips here and there, but I haven't really jumped in full throttle on this one. But from what I've seen, it looks really funny.
So wait, you're doing like a review off of like trailers?
More or less, yeah. To get a feel for it. And, you know, I'll probably do a bigger post on it once I've actually got the money to buy the DVDs.
I saw the first 5 episodes, but I saw them, like, a year ago, so I don't even remember much about it.
I just thought it was funny. From most of the trailers that I saw, there's a lot of boobs. They always make a lot of references to boobs and being flat-chested.
I remember that's why I gave up. I remember it being a hilarious series, but way too much fan service for me.
Yeah, yeah. But, anyway... there are 24 episodes in it. Funimation puts it out. I've been on a Funimation trip. Gonzo helped produce it. It's kind of set in a post-apocalyptic, you know, time frame. So if you're kind of, you know, up for that type of stuff, this is totally down your way. The main character, Kanta, you know, he's kind of, you know, a desert, you know, liver. He's an adventurer, handyman kind of deal. You know, and he talks about, you know, he comes off as, like, this big, you know, overly dramatic, overly, like, daring, and does all these great things while he's on the job. And he claims that he always gets his job done, like, no matter what. You know, and he's kind of really perverted, and he likes the boobies, and he likes sex, which, you know, like any man, I guess, kind of fuels them. I don't know. I'm not one. But, yeah. So, you know, in the first half of the series, the first 12 episodes, it's more comedic. You know, there's more him going on these really funny adventures, you know, possibly running into, you know, big-boobed women or, you know, wanting sex, or, you know, all that stuff. So, I mean, it's really funny and lighthearted in the beginning. But then during the second half, apparently, it becomes a lot more engrossed in a deeper atmosphere. He actually kind of stumbles into a political issue, and it erupts all over the desert. And I think it just kind of shows the transition of, you know, going from, you know, that carefree childhood-esque frame of mind to a more adult-like setting.
Yeah.
I saw the clips of it in English, so I don't know anything about the voice actors Japanese voice actors. The male lead is Eric Vale, and the female lead is done by Lucy Christian, who I like. She's in a lot of things with ADV. She was in Dian Angel. I can't remember if she was Riku or Risa.
Who was she?
Lucy Christian. I want to say that she was... I think she was Riku, actually. I believe so. I might be wrong. But she was one of the twins in Dian Angel. You'll see her name all over the place. Actually, I think she was at AB.
She was. 100% her. So I waited for you to say it.
Yeah, she was at AB when they did the whole opening ceremonies, and they came out and talked for like a moment.
Yeah. It was in the last 3 years, it's the first time I've ever gone to the opening ceremonies.
That goes to... Oh, magic.
Because it's the first time I've gotten a hotel room and stayed in Boston.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. It was fun. The main emphasis is a lot of people don't have a lot of positive things to say about Kanta. Like, you know, they think he's very despicable, you know, and the fact that, you know, he's overly obsessed with boobs and sex.
It struck me as very much... Did you ever see Golden Boy?
I loved Golden Boy.
Very much like that. Like, he does
really
have the talent, but nobody recognizes it.
Because
it's hidden behind the pervert.
The sketchy? Oh,
the very, very sketchy pervert.
It's hidden behind the sketchy
face on toilet seats. I mean, seriously, how do you take someone like that?
I did not see any clips of the toilet seats. But
you don't
okay.
Remember the toilet seats?
No, there were, of all the clips and stuff that I saw, I don't think I ever saw any.
No, not Desert Punk. I'm talking about Golden Boy.
Oh, yes, okay. I'm sorry, I'm like, in the clips I saw of Desert Boy, I didn't see, I mean,
they even have
Punk,
toilets
I didn't.
And
well, they're in the desert, so I doubt it. They probably, like, just dig it in the sand. But anyway,
totally didn't
so he meets,
think about that.
So he has, you know, like I said, he's got, you know, a female lead, and her name is Taiko, but they call her Kosuna, which I guess is like a nickname or something. And anyway, she comes in, she's introduced in episode 4, you know, and she's this little cute apprentice, you know, and, you know, he doesn't really want her to be, and she kind of has this picture of this woman who's got really big boobs, and she's like, this is my mom. Give me a couple of years, and I will look like that. So first, you know, he's kind of like, well, okay. So, you know, she hangs around, she's kind of flat-chested, and he likes to rub it in her face.
Yeah.
Likes to tease her about it. But, you know, they become friends over a while. You know, he's got the enemies, and he's got the good, you know, the good guys. You know, he carries around a nice rifle. I think it's a Winchester 1890-something.
I don't know guns at all. I don't know guns at all.
Well, in one of the clips, I think he mentions that it's like,
I am, however,
you know, why
looking
he
at Wikipedia. Winchester model 1897. That
really?
His father left him as a memento.
Oh, thank you.
I'm a dork.
See, no.
See, this is why I sound like I know everything when I'm doing the podcast.
Because you're like, let me cheat.
I totally cheat.
But I mean, anyway, I mean, it seemed extremely funny. And it's definitely something up my alley. I mean, I have yet to listen to the opening and ending theme songs. So I can't say if I'm going to absolutely love it. But it has great potential.
Yeah. I mean, well, I say I gave up on it, but the last few months, I've kind of wanted to go back and check it out again.
Who knows? Maybe it will strike you your funny bone better this time around.
Well,
than
yeah. Don't they say that every time you see something or read something, you're because you're different, you view it differently.
Yeah. So you might view it differently now. But
and if that doesn't work, I'll get myself either high or drunk and then try it a third time.
Wow. Yeah. Great. Anyway, just
don't
a little
do drugs,
more.
Kids.
Yeah, don't do drugs. You know, unless you get your wisdom teeth pulled out, and then, you know, those drugs are okay.
Yeah, if you're already on drugs, it's fine.
So, but the opening theme song I heard was Sand Mission. That's the opening theme song for episodes 1 through 12. They changed it to Destiny of the Desert by Yuka for episodes 13 on. Mm-hmm. So, I'm going to probably take a listen to that, and I'm planning to do a top 5 of my favorite anime opening song, so who knows, these two might be in it, they may not be. Like we said, it's kind of dripping in fan service, so if you're that kind of boy who likes really big bouncy boobies,
or that kind of girl, because we are not homophobic here in the land of
no it. I love the lesbians, they're hot.
That's kind of like reverse homophobic, whatever that is.
I love them. Hugs and kisses.
Hugs to all lesbians.
And gay men too.
And gay men. Well, my best friend's a gay man, so.
I don't discriminate.
it is discrimination. It's kind of reverse discrimination.
I know. It's like, I don't hate you.
Like, I love you.
Straight people suck. No, I'm just kidding. Straight people are awesome. Everybody is awesome. There's the end of that. You know, just brush it off your shoulder and move on.
In the ecstasy sort of way. I love you.
It's like, I have a lust for you. But anyway, you know, the animation is very fresh. You know, you could look back at older animes, you know, the really choppy ones that, you know, when you watch, you're like, oh my god, this is so funny. To, you know, a very newer style. And I think the animation style in this, you know, even though it's generally newer, you know, they still have a lot of the frame in the eyes are a lot bigger and not, you know, overly slinty with lots of lashes or anything like that. You know, they really toned that down a little bit, which I actually kind of liked, because after a while, everyone starts to begin to look the same, you know, to me personally. So, like, I liked that aspiration.
The thing I found really interesting about this is that you never really see his face.
Yeah, well.
I'm not gonna say never, like, never, ever. Because I would be saying, like, you never ever see Vash without his red coat, which isn't true.
True. There's one episode where, like, he's not wearing it at all, and, like,
yeah, there's one episode
scars.
Where he's, like, half naked.
Anyway, I'm trying to stay manly. 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 I like red steak. I'm manly. Okay. Back to it.
No, but I thought it was really interesting, because he's always got the mask, and the you have no idea what he looks like.
But that's okay, because maybe some people get so hung up on what you look like that, you know.
No, I just thought that was interesting.
Kind of like V for Vendetta, D for Desert Punk.
Yes.
Anyway.
Or,
you know,
O,
they should make...
doesn't he have a big O right in the center of his forehead? On his helmet?
Yes, he does. But anyway, so I mean, I thought, you know, the clips that I saw were very funny, and it looks very promising to me. I'm going to do a lot more research on it. I will definitely post on the site. I know I've been really slacking, and I'm sure you guys are dying to hear the things and the thoughts that roam in my head. So, or the thoughts that should roam in my head. I will get back to you on that. And on a better note, you know, taking it from Vicious once again, I think the next podcast I will bring some hentai to the table. So
hentai, really?
Yeah.
Should I too?
I think so. You know what? If you want to.
We should
so
discuss this and have, like, a top 5 hentai or something.
Oh, I have to...
Although I know that we don't agree, so... Because I'm, like, I, like, love Bible Black, and you're like, ew, Bible Black.
I know.
Why do you like Bible... Okay, we're gonna have this argument then. This is
we can't have it now! Process. I have to rate this. Let me rate this first.
All right, fine, go.
So, from what I've seen, it looks very promising. I'm not gonna say I love it. I'm not gonna say that I hate it. I don't like the idea that, you know, that one chick with, like, really, really big boobs, they were insanely big. But, you know, there are people in this world who have really big boobs. So, I'm gonna give this a 3.5 out of 5.
Okay.
Because the potential is there for me. I think it's comical. I'm a big fan of fan service. So, it works for me. And yeah, so I think I can take the mic of 1,000 truths.
What's it look like?
You know,
that's why I come to the podcast every week, just to find out what the.
Well, earlier today, like, I was looking for a job, mm-hmm. and I totally can't wait for, you know, Ninja to come back so I can tell her that I've actually, like, filled out applications now, and I'm honestly looking for a job, and
Does it look like a like will work for food sign or something?
No. Because the first place I went to apply for a job was a porn store. So I'm gonna turn the mic of a thousand truths into a porn magazine in a brown paper bag that says don't open till midnight.
Oh my god, I knew somebody who got paid $200 to have this photo shoot where he jacked off, and then he was in boink.
Whoa!
It was so awkward.
Did you see the picture?
Yes, I did.
Oh my god!
I looked at it. Really? A friend of mine bought it, so I had
it. Oh wow.
Oh my god. No, but when we found that out, we went around to like all the porn stores and
trying to find
looking for this issue. So,
oh wow!
Yeah,
200 boink. I was about to say 200 boinks. $200 boinks to shoot off. Wow.
Yeah. Well, the really bad thing is that he wants to be an actor. So
it's like
way to kill your reputation before you even start.
No, not even. He gets his exposure, and then you know eventually there could be a giant scandal about him being in porno pictures, and then they'll show him the picture of him in boink.
You just used the word exposure. Tell me
what
is the word
exposure?
Yeah,
well, in more ways than one, it was.
That's another podcast.
That's another podcast.
Totally another podcast. That's never gonna happen.
But you know, dude,
we're totally.
I give you kudos for that, man, because you know I don't know too many men that are my friends that are willing to shoot off. And be photographed.
Yeah, so, especially for only $200.
Yeah. So you know what? Maybe you just like showing your penis and hey.
Yeah, maybe.
But anyway, so take this dirty magazine of a thousand truths.
I really don't want to.
Well, you don't have to take it. Don't take it out of the bag. Not
right,
until midnight.
I won't take it out of the bag.
It's ESH at midnight. Meow.
Yeah.
Anyway,
All right, so I am reviewing The Girl Who Leapt Through Time. Toki wo Kakuro Shoujo.
Whoa, you like to throw out the big names. Like, you made me feel like I should learn to pronounce things better.
No, I practice that.
Oh, okay. Because I'm like, damn it, magic always nails it. I can barely say Miko.
Miko?
Yeah.
Oh no, I can't say priestess.
Priestess!
Priestess.
Anyway.
Alright, so.
Tell us about it.
Let's see. This is about a girl named Makoto, and she's a laid-back kind of person. She's always late to class. She relies on her
like
good
luck.
And yes, she's totally
late. Magic Mystic is always late for class.
Yeah, if I go.
If she shows up.
This is why I'm not currently enrolled at school. So she always relies on her like good luck and intuition to get her through everything. Like she doesn't
like
study
you.
Or anything. So she's totally like me. And then we've got these two best friends, Chiaki and Kosuke, and they're totally inseparable. They're in the same homeroom and they play catch together after school every day, and you know they're just always together. So then one day, everything starts to go like really wrong. Her blood horoscope. You remember how I was talking about people like have blood horoscopes?
It's like, oh my god, I made positive, so that means today I'm gonna find like $20 on my shoe.
Yeah. So her horoscope foretells really extremely bad luck.
Uh oh.
Yeah, and it does. So she gets to class and they have a surprise test that she totally flunks.
Ugh.
And then in cooking class, she lights her tempura on fire. And then the fire extinguisher she uses to try and extinguish it, like, explodes and, like, sprays all over everybody.
Nice.
And then she's walking across campus, like, in between classes or something. And you know how you can grab a person by their ankles and swing them around?
Yeah.
Well, she has a guy thrown on top of her. And it's like he knocks her off the path into a group of people that are sitting next to a tree.
Ooh.
So it's just really, really bad day.
Yeah, yeah. I can definitely see that.
Okay, so that afternoon, she's helping. It's like she's on class duty or whatever, so she collects these notebooks and she's bringing them to the teacher's classroom. And she hears like a rustling, clattering noise in the science lab.
Mm-hmm.
But she goes to investigate. And
I'm intrigued.
Yeah. Then she goes to investigate, and there's like nobody there. But then it's this weird shot of like an image through a beaker, so you can see that somebody like popped up behind her or whatever,
or something.
Dun, dun, dun. And she like freaks out, and she falls over backwards and cracks her elbow on this. This is gonna sound weird. Red glowing walnut.
Whoa, a walnut.
Yeah.
Wait, is it throbbing?
No,
Aw. Damn it. Walnuts should throw... Yeah, I went there, so what? Ninja's not here. I can say what I want.
Oh, you say what you want even when she's here.
I already say what I want when she's here, but yeah. I just want to make a point that she's not here.
So the papers she was holding are like up in the air and they stop. And she's thrown through this like time warp sort of thing and she sees all this weird shit. And then suddenly she's back and the papers fall on top of her. And she's like, what the hell was that?
So wait a minute. She like time traveled kind of without having to use a toilet or a book. She just had a red walnut.
Why is there a black hole in this toilet?
Who put the black hole here?
Yeah. Anyways.
But anyway.
So yes and no, because she didn't really time travel. She just kind of time stopped for a little bit, and she kind of... I mean, if she jumped, she jumped like half a second.
Okay.
So then on her way home from school, she's got this really long hill, like San Francisco hill.
Whoa.
And at the bottom is...
Her house?
A railroad crossing.
Oh.
So her brakes go out when she's going down this hill.
Oh, see, I would have walked. Bitch was already having a bad day. She should have figured, I'll walk.
Yeah. And she's thrown in front of a train.
Did she die?
She would have if she hadn't hit her elbow on a glowing red walnut.
Woo!
Something kicks in.
Wow, red walnuts save the day.
Over red walnuts.
And she said red walnuts.
Top of the hill a few minutes earlier. She's like, you know, what the hell just happened?
So right.
Her aunt works at a museum restoring paintings.
Ooh.
Goes and she's like, this is what happened. You know, and her aunt's not like, you're crazy. Her aunt's like, oh, well, that's interesting. Do you remember what you did that you jumped through time? And because if you remember, you can do it on command.
All the time.
Do it whenever you want to. And I was like,
great aunt.
She is the coolest aunt ever. Most
like,
people would just, you know, slap you in a straitjacket if they heard you talking like that.
I know. If I
She's
went
like,
down
yeah,
to
most...
my mom and was like, hey, mom, I, like, touched this red walnut and I jumped through time, like, half a second. She'd be like, what crack are you smoking?
Yeah, really. And her aunt is even like, yeah, that happens to all girls your age. I remember there was this Sunday that I woke up and I was like, I really don't feel like doing anything today. And then suddenly it was like dinner time. I was like, that's not quite the same
what
thing.
What she meant.
But it's good that you're trying to be understanding.
I know. Like, was there a red walnut involved? I didn't think so.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, she goes home and she's practicing. She jumps off her bed and she's, you know, jumping around and everything. And she figures out how to jump into the past. So she jumps briefly to that morning. And then once she gets the hang of it, she jumps back to redo the whole day in order to fix everything that went wrong.
Oh, clever.
Yeah,
what's
so
the catch?
So she aces the test because she remembers all the questions. She switches cooking groups with something else so that he's the one that ends up lighting the tempura on fire and making the extinguisher explode. And then she like flips out of the way just in time so that she's not hit by flying boy there.
Right. Oh my god, that is so clever.
And then she goes home and she uses it to replay and extend a karaoke session without paying for more time. It's so funny, she goes home and she like can't talk and her mom's like, where were you? I was doing karaoke. For how long? Roughly 10 hours.
Wow. So that's awesome.
That night she doesn't like what they're having for dinner, so she returns to two nights earlier when they were having her favorite, and she, you know, goes back to the day where she gets her allowance 4 or 5 times. And then she just keeps using it more and more for less and less of a reason.
Right. Uh-oh.
Yeah. So then one afternoon, Kosuke, one of her close friends, is asked out by a girl. And her other friend, Chiaki, is like, oh, you know, if Kosuke goes off and gets a girlfriend, I can finally ask Makoto out. So Chiaki works up the nerve and asks her out, but she freaks out and keeps going in back in time until she can find a way to avoid being alone with him for long enough to ask her, because she just kind of wants to be friends. She doesn't want anything to change.
Right.
She wants it to be like this forever. But,
uh-oh.
You know, even after she finds a scenario where he doesn't have time to ask her, she remembers it, so she keeps acting really, really strangely and avoids him altogether.
Right.
So
all right.
He's really, really hurt by her avoiding him, and he ends up getting close to one of her friends, Yuri.
Right.
And then, all right, see, this is the complicated part. Everything in the series is connected.
Okay.
So then the kid who he lit the temper on fire, he's getting bullied. And he's getting he gets like sprayed down with a hose by the guys who are getting him back for being sprayed down with the extinguisher, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he eventually, after so much bullying, he snaps and he gets a fire extinguisher and he's spraying these bullies down enough so that like they can't breathe.
Right.
And he blames her and she's like, You gotta stop and he's like, are you telling me what to do? And he tries to spray her, but the extinguisher's out.
Right.
So he chucks the fire extinguisher at her.
Nice.
Yeah. But Chiaki jumps in front of her to try and save her.
Oh.
Yeah, and you totally think he's gonna get hit, but then she jumps and knocks him out of the way. Jumps through time.
Right.
And knocks him out of the way, you know, just in time so that he doesn't get hurt.
Right.
But it like bounces off the wall and hits Yuri, who's in the crowd. Because there's totally happens. So after being injured, Chiaki brings her to the nurse's office and they start going out. Alright, so that night, she's moping in the bathtub and she notices a 90 on her elbow, right where she hit the nut. She's like, what
right.
in God's name is that? And then later on in the series it turns to a 50 and blah blah blah.
Only have so many uses of it?
Yeah, that's basically what it means. So because Chiaki got a girlfriend, Kosuke turns down the girl who asked him out because he doesn't want Mako to be lonely, you know, because they're so close.
Right.
Right, so a bunch Aww. Of spring with time later, she realizes how much Chiaki really, really matters to him, really matters to her. So a bunch of spring with time later, Chiaki and Yuri never started going out. But Kosuke still turns down Kaho, the girl who liked him. Because
Why?
Makoto, here, this is where everything's connected. Makoto, who's usually at the bottom of the class, did better than him on the surprise test, so he decides he needs to spend more time studying.
Whoa.
Everything is connected. All right, seeing this is her fault, which it totally was. She keeps going back in time again and again and again to get the two of them together, Kosuke and Kaho. But she's always entering conversations that have nothing to do with her and, like, revealing information that nobody told her.
Right.
This time around, nobody told her. And she really starts freaking people out.
That'd be kind of funny.
Yeah. So eventually, she jumps off the school's high dive diving board and goes back to the beginning of the day again. So that Yuri is sitting, she makes Yuri go sit by the tree. And then she drags Kosuke around so that he's knocked over by the guy who was being swung by his ankles and knocked into Yuri.
Okay.
Or not Yuri, I apologize, Kaho.
Mm-hmm.
So Kosuke brings Kaho to the nurse because she was hurt, and they start going out.
Out.
Yeah, yeah. So, and then after finally getting them together, the tattoo-looking thing on her arm is at 10. But since she's looking at her elbow upside down, it's really a 0-1.
Right.
So, after being confessed to again for the first time...
for the first time.
Kosuke borrows Makoto's bike to bring Yuri, because I think his dad's a doctor or something, to bring Yuri to the doctor's. And then Makoto's like, you know, I did a good thing, yay. And then oh, fuck. Today is the day that I got thrown in front of the train, and they're on my bike, and they're going to end up, you know, getting thrown in front of the train. So she goes, she books it through town to get to this intersection. Order to, I don't know, try and do something. But when she gets there, she asks a lady, you know, was there a bike accident here? You know, and the lady's like, no, you know, nothing happened. And she's like, oh, thank God. You know, maybe they just went a different route. Maybe something, you know, maybe.
Right.
Maybe. If and or but, you know, all those possibilities. So then Chiaki calls her and he's like, where the hell are you? Because you both she and Kosuke skipped out on playing catch with him because they do it every afternoon. Mm-hmm. And she tells him, she's like, oh my God, it's so good to hear your voice. It's been a really long time. And he's like, what are you talking about? We've been talking since this morning. And he's like, Makoto, I got a kind of weird question to ask you.
Oh?
Have you been time jumping? Seriously, he's like, have you been time jumping? And she's like, oh, crap. So she jumps one more time so that he doesn't ask the question. So she's at
she's
zero.
She's avoiding him.
She's at zero. And when she hits zero, Kosuke and Kaho whiz by on the bike. And Makoto tries to stop them, but the brakes all go out on the bike. And Kosuke and Kaho are thrown in front of the train.
No.
And she ends up getting, like, really hurt because she's trying to run down this hill. And she ends up, like, tumbling and rolling and stuff.
Holy shit.
So she's, like, all, like, bloodied and torn up. And she's just like, stop, stop, stop! Because she realizes it's time to stop.
Right.
So time finally does kind of stop. And she wakes up back when she first arrived at the railroad crossing. But time stopped and everything. And Chiaki's standing there. And she's like, what happened? And he's like, you don't remember this? But Kosuke and Kaho were hit by the train and killed. And someone important to me was crying in guilt. I started, like, bawling at this point.
Oh, my God.
So it turns out, Chiaki's like, would you laugh at me if I told you I was from the future? And it turns out that he came back to see a painting that had been, God knows where it was before this era, and it was destroyed in a fire after this era, so this was the only time he could see this painting. They never really explain why, but the painting's really, really, really important to him.
Right.
And it's the painting that her aunt is... Restoring. And at one point in all the time travel, it was done. But then she undid it, of course.
Whoa.
So he's like, you know... Before I knew it was summer, and I'd been with you guys for a long time. You know, in my era, there is no baseball. In my era, you can't see the sky like this. In my era, there were never this many people in the same place at once. I was like, where the hell are you from?
Right, damn.
Yeah, but at this point, his counter's at zero. Because the walnut, what it was is it recharged the body's ability to jump through time.
Oh.
So he can't go home.
So he's stuck.
Yeah. But since nobody in the past is supposed to know about time travel, he's like, I'm going to disappear tomorrow. And he does. He's just gone the next day.
Oh my God.
And she's like so devastated. She's like, oh my God, not only did I kill Kosuke and Kaho, even if they're not dead, I totally killed them. But I got him in trouble, and he can't be with me, and, you know, God knows what's going to happen to him and his time and stuff. And he couldn't see the painting that he came to see.
That sucks.
Yeah, how upsetting is that?
Yeah, that's very upsetting.
And then she realizes that since he reset time, she was back to 01 on her elbow. So she resets everything back to the very beginning.
First day. When all that bad stuff would have happened to her.
Yeah. And she can only go so back so far as hitting her elbow on the walnut. So she goes back to that, and then she brings the walnut when it was used, it like crumbles.
Right.
So she goes, you know, right up to him and she holds out the walnut. He's like, do you know what that is? And she's like, yeah. Like, do you know who I am? And she's like, yeah. And he's like, wow, I've got a big mouth. And he's like, no, because he's like, how do you know? And she's like, I told you. You told me. And he's like, wow, I've got a big mouth. You know, what made me talk kind of thing.
Right.
So so he's back to 01 because she reset time. So confusing.
It's like, okay, so, now I reset. Now you reset. Now I'll reset. Now you reset.
Yeah, basically. But... She, during the movie, because it's only a movie.
Damn, this should have been a series.
All of them are amazing that they fit everything in.
Yeah.
She was like, you know, I don't know what I want to do with my future, because they're in school. So she decides, you know, I will make sure that painting survives to your era. And he's like, yeah, you know, it's so cute. It's so cute, and he's like... He says goodbye and stuff, and she's like, that's not how you said it last time. Because before he disappeared the first time, he was all like, I love you, and you mean a lot to me and stuff. And he's like, so how did I say it the first time? And she's like, I'm not telling, you know?
Wow.
It's really funny, because he's like, God, what did I say? So he leaves, and she starts bawling. She's like, my heart has been ripped out and stomped on crying. And he comes back, and he's like, I'll be waiting for you in the future.
Oh,
that was my reaction. I was like, oh my god, that's so cute! And then I was like, wait, no baseball, and you can't see the sky, and there were never this many people in one place at once. She's either going to be fucking old or fucking dead by the time your era comes.
I know. I know.
This, I love this series. I gotta call. I keep calling it a series. I love this movie. I'm going to give it like a 4.5 of 5.
Mm.
Because this is the best I've ever seen time travel done. And coming from me, that means a lot because I love time travel stuff. I'm a huge, let's see, an example. I'm a huge Stargate SG-1 fan. Huge.
Right.
My ringtone is the freaking opening song. And my favorite episode is Window of Opportunity, which Jack and Teal'c get stuck in a time loop. So that's how much of a time travel dork I am, and I've never seen time travel done this well. Everything ties in.
I like that. That is pretty cool.
It's awesome. So, totally suggest that to you guys.
I want to watch that.
Don't you? Isn't it?
Yeah, I totally want to watch this.
Just talking about it, I want to go back and watch it again.
You probably will after we're done.
Yeah, I probably will. No, I won't, because I got to work on my AMV.
Oh, well, aren't you just a hard worker?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we promised everybody out there in Eshland that I was making AMV, and I'd get it to you guys to see.
Yep, so you got to hop on that.
I do. I've got like 10 other ideas for AMVs too. So the second I'm done with this,
get your first one done first. Then you can work on the other one.
I'm just worried. You know how they have like AMV panels at AV and stuff?
Yes.
Apparently, there's this like rule that the first AMV you make is gonna suck no matter what you do.
So you're worried that no matter how much work you put into this one,
yeah.
But you know what?
I think I do have a step
Actually,
up.
No, now
I think I do have a step up because my senior year of high school, I did a year-long internship at a public television station.
Really?
So I know how to edit and all that already.
But you know what's really funny? If we think back to one of our friends who had like an AMV.
Yeah.
Like it.
The Kingdom Hearts
first,
one?
Yeah, his first one, like, it was okay, but, you know, obviously, you know, he's new to it. And then his second one, the pieces he had together were looking really good.
Yeah. Well,
so
I actually went over his house and helped him work on his a little bit.
Oh, does it look any better?
The Sakura one? It's awesome.
Oh, sweet.
I'm really excited.
You want to know what else is awesome?
We all decided, let's see. I'm just going to use initials. B, J, G, and I.
Yeah.
All, you know, we made this pact that we were all going to enter Anime Boston AMV contest together.
Aww,
and we're
really?
All going to like, win.
No, you probably should have gone BGJ.
Why?
Instead of BJG.
Why? Did you not
BJ?
Understand who I was talking about?
No.
Oh my god.
BJ.
How do you go to the worst possible place ever every time I say something?
Because it's what I do best, darling. It is. If I could get paid to do that all day, I would love work.
What, make awful euphemisms?
Oh yeah, all the time. Yeah.
Who would pay you for that? Seriously.
Who knows?
Oh, you could maybe one of those like phone in porn stations where you
could work with Howard Stern.
Talk like nasty to you.
I could. Oh my god. I could. I wouldn't know. See, that's really funny. I can't see being talked nasty to. Like, some people say the nastiest things to me, and I'm like, la, 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 I don't hear you. But when I say it, I'm like, whatever.
No, you talk nasty to them. People call in. No, I'm talking like getting paid.
Oh,
and you would talk nasty to them.
Sweet. I could do that.
Although, since you're a known podcast artist, you probably shouldn't, because your voice is known.
Yeah. I'd hate that someone call and be like, you're a dirty cuckhead.
And
like, and they're like, Panda? No, I don't know what you're talking about.
No idea.
And then someone's like, tries to take my snack, like, don't be a punk ass bitch! Shit! I've been discovered! But anyway.
To evict you from Ashland if that happened.
Aww. Can I just go to the slums? And live in the
slums
of Ashland? Who knows?
Live on the wrong side of the tracks?
Hell yeah.
You probably already do.
I do. I just come to the good side to do this podcast, and then I go back to the other side and hang out.
Yeah. Well, I visit you quite a bit, so it's okay.
I know. Everyone comes to visit me. So I'm fucking awesome. But anyway!
All right. So, once again, we want you to check out our sponsor, Velocity Micro.
Because they're awesome.
They are awesome. They make bomb-ass gaming machines. So if you're looking for the perfect computer to play games on Vista Ultimate, look no further than Velocity Micro.
Yes, please don't.
Their machines are built by gamers for gamers. Just go to velocitymicro.com.
And tell them that the bitches at the Sisterhood sent you.
I've started to think that maybe bitch isn't the best word. What about, like, punk? The punks at Electric System?
Well, I'm not a punk.
Punk has a male connotation to it, doesn't it?
Yeah, but we're not punks. Punk? What, punk?
Punk-ass bitches, but we're not punks.
Punk. I say don't be a punk-ass bitch.
I don't know.
We'll debate this at our meeting.
We're going to think about a new word for that. All right, well, so I guess this podcast...
Tell them that... No. Yeah.
Okay, you don't want it to be toast? We'll untoast it. We'll
jump back in time before you press the toast button.
Yeah. All right, so what were you going to say?
I was going to say, we'll have a discussion about what the word will be at the next meeting.
Totally have meetings.
Well,
Top secret meetings that I don't even know when they are.
I know. But anyway.
Can I say it now?
Yes.
All right. So this podcast is toast. What are you doing with your toast?
I am going to butter it up. And then I'm going to crumble it and stun it and be all masculine and I'm going to beat up the toast.
I'm going to beat up the toast.
Yeah, and then the birds can eat the crumbs. Because birds like bread. What do you do with your toast?
Birds. I don't have toast. I found these really awesome chocolate sticks that have, like, crumbled espresso beans in them.
Oh.
They're so amazing.
That sounds yummy.
I've been eating those. Then I'm going to go, you know... work on my AMV.
And still a crack ass of dawn.
Actually, I'll probably work on my AMV and watch The Girl Who Left Through Time at the same time.
I want to watch that. Can I borrow it?
I'm fine.
Woohoo! Yay! Alright,
then. Along with all that other stuff that we're supposed to
I know.
Happened.
I'm going to start watching that shit that you guys gave me for my birthday tomorrow.
Yeah, well, I was kind of more referring to Final Fantasy X. That, like, a year and a half ago, you said you'd lend me, and I still haven't seen.
Oh, it's in my box of video games. Damn it, I should have given it to you at the party.
Yeah, you should have. Wait, is your box of video games at his house?
No.
Oh, because that'd be...
But my PlayStation and my Guitar Hero is there, so...
By the way, Magic Mystic Girl has finally played Guitar Hero.
While drunk.
I was pretty good at it for being drunk, though.
I know. Except for the fact that she didn't know that she had to press down the buttons and the strum key.
Nobody told me.
She's, like, sitting there just hitting the buttons. But anyway,
I asked you, I was like, so I only have to press these buttons, right? And you were like, yeah. So you're the idiot that didn't tell me I had to press this. I didn't even know there was a strum key.
Anyway, you need to do the outro again, because now we just totally added a new segment.
We did?
Well, that little outburst, so...
No, that's all got to do with toast.
All right.
It does.
Alright, fine, then say we're out already.
Alright. So until next week, when Ninja Sister returns, and she's going to talk about E3, we hope. No, we hope she's not going to talk about E3, because it'll all
no,
be she
rubbing
will. It in.
She's totally going to.
She's totally going to, but I don't know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But anyway.
I want to be in denial for just a little longer.
Well, stop it.
Alright, so keep hitting us up at electricsisterhood.com, and we're out.
And we're out.